Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Matt Harvey actually pitched well yesterday.
I know. Yes. By the way, I know you're getting into the Yankees. I gotta say this.
Go ahead.
You know, Jeff Wilpon, I'm going to say this to him. I know he hates us. He
listens every day. Big fan of you, I hear.
No, he loves me. Yeah. Sure, he loves me and you together. Oh, you know, yes. You give him money every year.
Yeah, he should love me.
He should.
I'd pay.
Aren't you sick and tired of your team being irrelevant before July? I mean, seriously. Aren't you sick and tired of your baseball team being an absolute joke? And they haven't even played half the season yet. I mean, really. You're done. You're 10 games under 500. You're completely irrelevant. The games are unwatchable. I watch them anyway because I'm a Mets fan.
We're suckers.
I'm an ass. Mets fan.
Yes, you are. So am I.
Aren't you tired of this? Don't you want to have it, especially when the other team in town is like they win every day. I mean, every day they win. Aren't you sick and freaking tired? How about that? How about you go out there, you know, because you're going to have you're going to get rid of Cabrera and you're going to get rid of Familia. And maybe you're going to trade, I don't know, maybe you're going to trade one of the starting pitchers. I don't know, not DeGrom, but maybe somebody else. Maybe you will trade Syndergaard, I don't know. But aren't you tired of this? Isn't it time to open up the vault next year and actually spend money? Like, actually, like you're a major league franchise? Like you're in a big market? Really? Isn't it time?
Well, here's the good news.
I mean, how about spend the money on Manny Machado, who's 25 years old? Can you do that?
Is the good news.
Tell me what the good news is.
Mets are going to be calling up Drew Smith. He was one of the guys they got in the Duda trade. Okay. Drew Smith is coming.
Isn't he a pitcher?
He's a pitcher.
Another relief pitcher?
That's right.
Another great relief pitcher.
Well, it can't be worse than Robles, could
he? Well, I mean, Robles.
They're going to call up Drew Smith.
Can't be worse than anybody. Swarzak, you name the guy.
And they're going to call up a guy who you're going to buy a jersey of before you know it, Kevin Kaczmarski. He's coming.
Was he an outfielder?
He's an outfielder.
And was he Kaczmarski?
He was in Vegas hitting 360.
Tom Smith's been hot.
Hey, that's one positive. The negative of the other day was Steven Matz's really, really rough start. I mean, before you could get comfortable, they're buried in Colorado.
I can't get nuts on Matz, though. Because this
not getting nuts. I'm saying it was disappointing.
No, it was bad. I mean, Arenado obviously killed him in the game. I mean, but what killed him in his game was every time he turned around, he hit into a double play.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I mean, there are five double plays in this game.
Yeah.
And that double play the other night with Plawecki, which
was
a killer in
that game. Sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I am imploring the ownership of this franchise to, you know, enough already. Enough.
Here's the problem that they run into.
It's unbelievable.
So when they play competitive games, when they're in it, when they're in a playoff race, we barely mention the owners throughout the summer. Barely mention them.
Right.
We forget they exist. As soon as the offseason comes around, we hammer them for spending more money. We go nuts. The problem when you stink is that here we are in June, and we're hammering you for not spending money. So when you're not good, you get hammered earlier. That's the problem.
Well, how many years have we seen this? Yeah, I know they went to the World Series a couple years ago. I get it. I know they went to that playoff game 2 years ago. I get it. Big deal. So I got to wait another 10 years for that to happen?
Unfortunately.
I mean, really. I mean,
That's the fate we're headed towards.
It's brutal.
Oh, I know.
Don't tell me, baby. Don't you care enough
to do something? No, probably
Is it
not.
Just matter to you that, you know, I don't care. I want your money, but I don't care about my fans.
That is true.
I want your money. Your money's good.
Very important.
You know, give me your money. The place will probably be loaded with Dodger fans this weekend. but our fans, you know what they can do. Give me your money, but we're not going to do anything for you except make you suffer.
Well, how about last year? Last year, and this is the thing, I understood that these guys didn't have great value, but when you sell guys before the deadline, unless you're giving us a discount, unless you're sending us a check, don't make the deadline about saving money. Make it about collecting the best young players you could find. That's what it's got to be about. And the priority whenever the Mets have sold in the past has been about that. And it can't be about that. If a team's interested in Asdrubal Cabrera and you have to pick up some of the money to get a better young player, you do it. That's what you have to do. So before we get to where you want to go, which I agree with, and I brought up basically to Alderson at that meeting during the offseason, we've got to get to the point of when you sell players, the priority needs to be best young kid, not saving money. And that's happened every time they have a soul, going back to Billy Wagner with the Red Sox.
Bro, it's always about that.
Well, it can't be.
Of course not.
You got to make it about how can I get the best high upside young players. We'll see what Drew Smith is.
And you're looking at the Braves go by you like you're standing still. The Phillies are going by you like you're standing still. Give the Marlins a couple years. They'll be going by you like you're standing still. We already know where Washington is. It's a joke. It's disgraceful.
And maybe this is a part of why, because one thing that's bothered me a little bit, and I think it's coming clear why it's happening, how the fans of the New York Mets, most of them, they don't get into Jacob DeGrom the way they got into Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard. And I say that because the ballpark doesn't have the same electricity.
Right.
And it's starting to come clear to me. It's probably, and it's not Jake's fault, it's probably happening because the fans are so disgusted by this franchise.
Sure.
And
of course.
Disgusted by the expectations being here and they're here. I pointed up then down that they can't even get themselves all hot and bothered by Jake. Because when Harvey was doing it, the Mets were more climbing.
Right, they were on an upswing.
So
that's
maybe
right.
That's a big part of it. Because to me, Saturday night at Citi Field, hopefully a nice night, Jake's on the mound with his 1.5 ERA. Because here's the reality. He's better than Matt Harvey was in 2014 or 2013.
Yeah.
2013. He's better. But, oh, he's the Dark Knight. He's so great. Let's put the shirts on. We love the guy. He's better than Strasburg. This buzz in the air. It's probably the overall feel for the baseball team that's causing it. Because Jake's awesome. Jake is the one positive thing. He really is.
Yep.
The one positive thing we all get to watch and we get to cherish.
Yep.
While the Mets suck, and they do, and they're going nowhere, at least there's a guy with guts who's dominant.
And here's the other thing, too. Mickey Callaway's got to stop telling me how everything's going to come around. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Joe, he said yesterday, did you hear this? Wins don't matter that much, basically.
Oh, did he say that?
Oh, yeah. He can't look
no,
at the wins.
I missed that.
Record doesn't matter.
What?
That's how he said, yeah.
Mickey Callaway said, what's going to matter when you're looking for a job in about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
He's actually said that.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, I know he continues to say how it's going to come around. No, it's not. Well, why would I ever think it's coming around?
Here's Mickey Callaway after the game, after the Mets lose again.
Yeah, I mean, you don't worry about the record. Just worry about how you're doing your thing every day.
I just
stop
it right now. Hold on. You don't worry about the record. You don't worry about the record.
Just worry about doing your thing every day.
That's it. Just got to do your thing, man.
Do your thing.
Don't worry about the record.
That's all.
Play that again. You don't worry. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, I mean, you don't worry about the record. Just worry about how you're doing your thing every day and how you're playing the game. And,
of course.
We'll start syncing everything up.
Now you're going to sync it right up.
You're going to sync it out of a job.
There's another thing you could have said that was stinking.
Boy, I tell you, Mickey don't get New York at all.
No.
He does not get
lost.
It. He says a lot
Mickey,
of things.
Mickey's not going to be here long.
I really don't think that. I'm starting to think you're right. Not necessarily because of the record, but the things he says.
Yeah, Mickey doesn't get it.
Remember that whole, New York's tough.
You know,
it's not Cleveland.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding, it's not Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Mickey will not be managing this. I'd be very surprised if 3 years from now he's still a manager.
So your over-under is he'll get next year.
Yeah, he'll be here next year.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Two and done?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do something next year. Now, we'll see what they do anyway. Are they going to do anything in this offseason? Are they going to make some moves?
I told you, they're going to do Band-Aids. I've always told you.
Yeah, that's what they always do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do Band-Aids, and they wind up trading the Band-Aids away by the time it's the trading deadline.
For nothing. They
right.
trade the Band-Aids for nothing.
And it's unbelievable.
Now, to save a few shekels.
Oh, my God.
If you will. Yeah, I would agree with you.
June 22nd, and the year is done.
I know.
Done.
Summer started yesterday.
And they started 11-1.
That makes it worse.
Done.
I think that if they give Sandy another year and then they're bad again, which they will be, and Sandy's gone, then you're blowing it up and there'll be a whole new manager.
Yeah.
I just hope that, Joe Girardi, if you're listening, do me a favor, bro.
Joe,
just
don't take a job.
Don't take the job?
No, don't take a job.
It's exactly what I'm going to say. Joe, just sit tight, bro.
Yep.
Just sit tight.
Yep.
Give it a year.
Yep.
Spend time with the familia.
Yep.
Hang out.
Amen.
And just wait.
Yep.
This is yours, my friend. Come on home, baby.
Yep.
Home.
Yep. We welcome him.
Yeah,
I welcome him as Met manager.
Oh, there'll be a Joe Girardi t-shirt night.
Everything.
We're going to treat you.
Bobblehead. Yep.
We're going to treat you with such respect. Remember those dopey Yankee fans who hated you? Sean Marashas of the world. What an idiot. You can't manage this and that.
Yeah.
You won't get that from us. We're going to love you.
Yeah.
It's like Mickey talking about the players. We're going to love you, Joe.
Yeah. Don't worry about the record. We're going to sync up. Don't worry. We're going to sync it right up.
Oh, yeah.
Any day now.
And Ernie is admitting already.
Any day now.
If Girardi came to the Mets and was good, it'd take him off. Right, Ernie?
No, I can understand.
He would not like
Absolutely.
That.
I love Girardi.
Of course, he's a good manager. Why would you not
like
Joe Girardi?
That.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.